Landlords like those on Mead Avenue are one type of property investor, but Oakland's also got another. Earlier this year, the nonprofit Urban Strategies Council released a report showing that investment companies, many of them based out of town or out of state, have been buying huge tracts of foreclosed properties, sometimes taking ownership of entire blocks. Steve King, one of the report's authors, recently took us on a tour of one of those blocks.
It's just sort of striking now as we're walking along this block that knowing that most of these properties have been foreclosed and a significant number of them have been purchased by investors, it's really hard to tell that it's not necessarily visible to the naked eye that there's been this significant transfer of ownership in the neighborhood.
King says no one knows exactly what this means yet, other than that more property is changing hands. But some people are worried that more out-of-town ownership means less investment in communities. In other words, fewer Mead Avenues. In this piece from our archives, reporter Casey Miner follows what's happening to many of Oakland's foreclosed properties and what some groups are doing to rebuild.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody. We are going to have an auction now. And as you can see, we are auctioning this lovely Manhattan condo, luxury condo that was purchased by Mr. and Mrs. Lloyd Blankfein back in 2008 for $26 million.
What you're hearing might sound like a high-profile auction in New York City.
I wish you could see the lobby of this building. The lobby is bigger than some small countries.
But it's actually a protest in Oakland on the steps of the Alameda County Courthouse. The auctioneer is Bruce Mirkin, who works for a nonprofit called the Greenlining Institute. He's here to make a point that while millions of families have lost their homes to the financial crisis, wealthy CEOs like Goldman Sachs Lloyd Blankfein have made huge profits.
Every unit has an individual wine cellar. This is 6,100 square feet. Absolutely beautiful.
People in the crowd are happy to play along with the mock auction.
We're going to ask for an opening bid of $100. Do I hear $100? Anybody? $12.50? Now, come on. We can do better than that, folks. And indeed, several homeless, displaced families could be housed in just one of these bedrooms.
As Mirkin closes out the sale,
$550 sold to the lovely young lady for $550.
It's hard not to notice the other group of people gathering behind him. They're here for the real auction of real foreclosed homes that takes place on these steps almost every day. The demonstrators here today are interested in that group, too. For them, it's not just important to know who moves out of a neighborhood. They also want to know who moves in.
That has implications not only for the housing stock itself, but also for the social cohesion in the neighborhood. Who's going to be living in these neighborhoods going forward?
Carolina Reed works with the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. She researches the impact of foreclosures in low-income and minority neighborhoods. She says investor-owned properties aren't necessarily a bad thing, but when homes are vacant or not well-maintained, they can attract crime and drugs, regardless of who owns them. It's bad for resale value, bad for communities. Reed says that's the worst-case scenario.
I think best-case scenario, which is what I prefer to think about, is that we see this as an opportunity to purchase some of those homes, like under the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, and really renovate them for affordable housing and affordable homeownership opportunities so that we get families back into those neighborhoods living in those homes.
The Neighborhood Stabilization Program, or NSP, sends federal money to local governments so they can buy and fix up foreclosed homes. In 2009, Oakland awarded $5 million in NSP funds to the Oakland Community Land Trust. Ann Griffith is the Land Trust's executive director.
We're buying the least desirable houses, the ones that have sat on the market a long time that the investors have passed over.
Griffith says the Land Trust would eventually like to buy 200 Oakland properties and resell them to low-income families. The process goes like this. The land trust buys both a house and the land underneath it, but what they sell you is just the house. Practically speaking, you wouldn't notice anything different. The house would still be yours. But when you're ready to move, you sell the house back to them, and they resell it at an affordable price. The land trust has bought 17 houses so far, but they've only finished renovating 6. Griffith sometimes visits the properties that are still in progress. As she pulls up to one house on Cherry Street in East Oakland, she says the renovation process is slow going.
They also keep painting over the graffiti, hence the brown paint you see there. It's a canvas otherwise, you know?
But graffiti isn't their only problem. Griffith had heard that there was a squatter using the house, so she's here to check it out.
Hello?
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 Who's there?
The person who owns the house.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know you're supposed to be out of here.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm going to grab my clothes.
Okay, thank you. We're going to be walking through.
Okay.
Okay.
The house is not in good shape. It's dark. Most of the windows are boarded up. And there are little piles of shattered glass on the floor. The walls are crumbling. The bathroom smells awful. And there's no running water. But it's clear someone has been living here. There's a sleeping bag and a teddy bear in one of the bedrooms, and the stairwell smells like old cigarettes. Griffith makes a quick call to her contractor, Fred McKay.
Hey, Fred, it's Ann. I just met our squatter over at Cherry. I'm hoping that this house is on your schedule for boarding or replacing locks today. Okay, thanks.
Griffith says just knowing about the squatter is actually a good sign. Someone in the neighborhood had told McKay about him. Another neighbor, she says, wants to buy the house once they fix it up.
Yeah, and there are definitely folks who are really interested in being a part of rebuilding community. I think that people do appreciate that that's part of what this is about. It's not just a house. It's also about participating in your community and being a part of change.
Even if the land trust does eventually buy 200 properties, there are still thousands of foreclosed homes throughout the city. But other initiatives are cropping up all over the Bay Area. Tenants' rights groups have campaigned to make sure the water stays on in foreclosed rental homes. Cultural associations and church groups are working to help families get loan modifications. And real estate agents are holding workshops to help people stay in their homes. After locking up at Cherry Street, Griffith drives around the corner to another land trust house.
Come on in.
This one's done being renovated, and it couldn't be more different from the first. White walls, clean hardwood floors, lots of air and light.
We've replaced all the windows, the dual paint windows. This is the new bamboo flooring that I was describing.
A family's going to move in soon, people who know the neighborhood. Griffith says it won't stop the foreclosure crisis. But for this home anyway, it's a new start. In Oakland, I'm Casey Miner for Cross Currents.